The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much happening in the sports world. Game 7 today. Houston Rockets, Los Angeles Clippers. We got some NHL hockey going on as well. We're in the conference finals there. Anaheim and the Blackhawks. Good stuff, man. Really good stuff. Really, really good. I can't complain about what's happening in the sports world. Then you got this Tom Brady guy in the NFL. Kind of making news. Yeah, I'd say he's making news. I really would. Man, oh, man. At the end of the day, it comes down to integrity. It comes down to whether somebody's trying to gain an unfair advantage. And I know that my guy in Southern California, Fred Wallen, has got to kind of feel, I don't know. I don't know what the world is puzzled. Maybe the word probably is puzzled at this point. Because if you're Tom Brady and you don't do anything, you look bad. If you're Tom Brady and you do something, you look bad. I thought he was winning, Fred, for a while. But now, at the end of the day, I think he loses no matter what. How you doing, man?
I think Adele's losing, too. We'll talk about it after the break.
Fred Wallen with me, as well as Jeff Rich. Good stuff, guys. I can't wait to break this down with you a little bit, Fred. So we'll do that. We'll talk some basketball. We'll talk some baseball. Your Dodgers are doing all right, too. Anyways, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
With summer on the way, your grill will be getting quite a workout. But is it ready? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned, and I'll give you some tips to make sure that it is right after this.
Ever start down the road of a home improvement project only to find out you took a wrong turn? No problem. Just set your navigation to todayshomeowner.com to find all the help you need. It's the number one name in home improvement that people everywhere have come to rely on. Todayshomeowner.com contains thousands of articles and videos designed to help you have the best-looking house on the block. Turn to your online partner in home improvement. Turn to todayshomeowner.com.
Before you fire up the grill this summer, be sure it's clean, not just to impress your guests, but to keep it safe. Grease buildup in a grill leads to those nasty flare-ups that are dangerous and can ruin a good steak. On a gas grill, that means first cleaning the drip pan and the shields over the gas burners. For a charcoal model, emptying the old ashes will usually do the trick. As it starts heating up, scrub the grates with a wire brush to remove any excess grease. If you don't have a grill brush, here's a trick. Use a crumpled up piece of aluminum foil. It works great. To cut the grease on the outside of a stainless steel grill, you'll want to use a cleaner designed specifically for that type of surface. Now, get that grill clean and enjoy the warm weather. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold.
All righty. Welcome back. We're not the Brady Bunch. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. But tell you what, man, a lot of jokes around these days with social media and all that stuff. I don't know if you guys have seen a lot of the Tom Brady stuff on Facebook and where else that you can kind of get these things, but definitely some funny stuff going on. And you know what? At the end of the day, like I said before the break, you know, I thought that he was winning, and – now I'm kind of scratching my head and I'm saying, look, I don't care how you slice it. I don't care how you throw it. This guy's legacy is going to be tainted to some degree. And you know what? Whether he gets no games, one game, two games, three games, four games, I personally think it's going to stick around the way it is. I think that's why Roger Goodell wants to be the arbitrator in the situation, because he's not going to back down. He's going to hold his serve and he's going to say, look, when you're trying to gain an unfair advantage, it's no longer called gamesmanship. It's called cheating. You do something outside of the rules of the game that are written in the book, well, then you're cheating. And there's no place for it, even if it's on the smallest degree as to how this helps somebody. Again, it's not within the rules. It is, in my humble opinion at this point, you should be known as, to a certain degree, a guy that cheated or gained an unfair advantage somehow, some way, by deflating these footballs. And history will tell you, if you look at their from like 2006 on, they don't fumble the ball nearly as often as anybody else. They're in New England. So there are things there that provide you with some evidence. However, nothing is necessarily concrete. Fred, I thought he was winning. Now I think he's losing. What do you think?
I think he's very smug, and he was very smug, and I don't think you can get away with being smug in a circumstance like this. But I also think that Roger Goodell made a mistake in putting himself as the arbitrator, because obviously he's trying to protect his own job after what he did last year. I think that's not going to come to pass. I think somebody's going to rule that somebody else has to be the arbitrator, and especially the lawyers, of course, the attorneys for Brady now say they're going to call Goodell as a witness. Well, then obviously he can't be an arbitrator. I don't know if that's BS or not, but the point is I don't think Roger Goodell can make himself the arbitrator and get away with that. I think there has to be somebody besides the guy who made the punishment making the final decision. And listen, if he'd have given him 8 games, that'd have been fine with me. Given the whole year, that'd have been fine with me. And if he hit
me too,
and if he had suspended Belichick, that'd have been fine too. But I'll tell you why. Bill Belichick knows what's happening on the other 31 teams. So you're telling me he doesn't know what's happening on his own club? BS. So Goodell wanted to show some strength, but he didn't have the guts to show.
Well, but here's let me make an argument, because you could make an argument that hitting him with those draft picks was a knock on Bill Belichick and the future of the New England Patriots to hold them back a certain degree. So I understand what you're saying by him not getting any games or a suspension. However, that draft, those draft picks hurt Bill Belichick, yes or no?
Yeah, but they hurt the franchise.
Belichick, exactly.
But I believe. Well, look at the Sean Payton thing. I mean, Sean Payton.
Hey, look, look. That argument is very, very solid, if you ask me, okay? Sean Payton, same situation where he didn't know what was going on. This is something that his assistant coaches had going on, and he's the guy that took the brunt of the hit. So, look, that argument holds very good water with me, Fred. I am on the same page as you with that.
And so I think Adele, of course, is just trying to save his own job, so he's just flailing away. But by putting himself as the arbitrator, he's making himself look like a fool, too. So I don't think that will come to pass. I do think somebody else will end up the arbitrator, and they'll probably cut it back to two games or whatever, and that's it. But, I mean, yet the legacy of Tom Brady has been hurt forever. If you take a look at the ratings now as far as how the public looks at him, look at I'm a Tom Brady guy. I mean, I always thought he was a straight shooter, but obviously he was not. And I never trusted Goodell, and I was proven correct in this. And in what happened last year when he gives two games to Ray Rice and the public goes nuts, and then he gives him the whole year, and then he suspends him, and then he expels him, and the whole thing.
Yeah.
So Goodell's just trying to save his $35 million per year. So I think both sides are basically proving to be, I don't know what you'd call it, but proving to be that not trustworthy, obviously. And the public just continues to watch pro football. But we deserve to know, the fans deserve to know, the media deserves to know that everything's on the square. And as you just said, it doesn't matter if it's a 1% advantage or a 50% advantage, you don't deserve an advantage.
Yeah, I mean,
let me ask you something. Good morning, by the way.
Hi, Joe.
How important is it for guys like LeBron James and Jonathan Tate to maintain their image? You know, when we've seen the highest of high-profile figures in both Major League Baseball with Alex Rodriguez and now in the National Football League with Tom Brady, we've seen the face of the games in these other sports kind of take a hit. How important is it for guys like LeBron and Tate to stay clean and help their own brand out?
Well, it's obviously very important. But, I mean, Brady's got so much money and his wife's got so much money that if we're talking commercialism and things like that, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's not going to make as much, but he'll survive the rest of his life. I don't think there's going to be a problem there. But everybody wants a clean legacy. Everybody wants, when the Hall of Fame vote comes up, they don't want people to be able to say, well, he's on PEDs or he deflated the footballs, things like that. They want a clean legacy. Everybody wants to make the Hall of Fame. Now, he's going to make it anyways, I guess. But, I mean, there are going to be some voters. I mean, there has to be some voters who may be so upset that they might not, unless he admits the truth. And, you know, it's hard to admit the truth, and especially when you've been so smug about it. If he'd come clean after the suspension and say, okay, I did it, I'll never do it again, I think people might forgive. But I don't think this guy will ever admit the truth, sort of like a Pete Rose thing until he wrote the book so he could make some money a couple years ago. But obviously we know that the ball was deflated, and don't give me any scientific this and scientific that, and I'm the biggest science guy in the world. I don't think Tom Brady will ever admit the truth, and that's a major, major problem.
Well, here's one thing I've got to figure out is, you know, these guys that they wind up firing, okay, because they're suspended indefinitely, by the way, okay, which means, you know, and I'm talking about the equipment guy, that basically means that he's fired, okay? Tom Brady still has a job. He's going to lose a couple million bucks. Doesn't really make a difference, like you said. Those guys are the real losers when you really think about this, because they probably had a $40,000-$50,000 a year job working there, but they're working in the NFL and they're getting signed balls from guys and this and that and the other. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of perks for those guys.
Hold on, Andy. But here's the thing. How do you know? And I said this at the time, if you remember on this show, that the Patriots just aren't going to pay him off or haven't paid these guys off to just say that Tom Brady didn't know. Let's see what happens when it comes to that. They're going to say, I guarantee you they are going to say Tom Brady never knew about it. And I guarantee you there's $1 million involved. These guys are getting brand new homes out of this. It's a done deal.
Sure.
100%.
Sure.
But there's a trigger man in this situation. Tom Brady doesn't have access to those footballs. It doesn't happen with them. I know that if somebody orders somebody to get killed, and I'm taking it to extremes, obviously, you gotta punish the person who gave the order, you gotta punish the trigger man. In this case, there's no question that Tom Brady cannot pull this off without McNally and Yastrzemski. And, you know, if he was even involved. Now, I'm not too so naive that I can't use logic to connect dots. But right. I definitely think that those guys are, you know, they deserve to have their lives ruined. I would ban them from NFL stadiums, even as spectators, if I'm the commissioner of the NFL.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. But those two guys that get fired are the ultimate losers because they don't have a job. And Tom Brady's going to still have his millions. And who knows, maybe they get paid off, maybe they don't. And we'll see how it all shakes out. But I don't know. We'll continue this, but we'll get into some other things on the other side as well. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Check us out here at Sports Byline USA as well on Twitter. And shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Before the break, we're talking a lot about this Brady thing, the Deflategate deal and whatnot. I got a couple of questions, and then I kind of want to move on and get on to something else. But couple questions for you, and let's try to dissect them a little bit. First and foremost, look, I'm from the old school, and Jeff has gone through this whole thing with me a little bit, but I just want to get your take on it. And Fred and Jeff, I want your take as well, but you've given me your thought on it, so I kind of want to hear Fred's thought first, and then you can give him your thought as well, again, about what you think about how football should be for a quarterback. And I guess where I'm going with this, Fred, is when I played in the backyard, I never thought about pressure in a football, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, yeah, I was a little pumped up high and did it bounce out of people's arms a little bit easier? Sure. When it was a little bit more deflated, did it kind of land softer? Absolutely. Of course, I was aware of those types of things. However, I never thought about gaining or not having an unfair advantage one way or the other, okay? But now we're learning that you can have that, or it's probable that you can have that. But my point is this. I played with a ball that everybody played with. We never really thought about it. Why don't they just have one ball with one pressure for the whole NFL? Fred, go for it. Tell me it's because guys need to caress the ball. They need to get it worked out, blah, 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 this and that and the other. Tell me that. Let me hear it from you as well as I did from Jeff. Go ahead.
No, I said from the start, it should be like in baseball where the umpires control the baseballs, and it should just be the refs weighing them and locking them up until the game starts. And a quarterback, starting quarterback, should not have the choice if he likes it deflated or inflated or whatever the case might be. They all should be the same. And but what happened was, I think, very similar in a crazy sort of way to what baseball allowed the performance-enhancing drugs. They needed something to bring the fans back to baseball after the 94 lockout, so they allowed the PEDs in. Selig had to know it, but he wanted the home runs to get the people back, and I just think they want a lot of touchdowns, and they want the quarterbacks to look good, so they give the quarterbacks the option of under those parameters of, I think, 12.5 to 13.5 of heavier or lighter. I don't think that should be. I think the ref should have complete control. Ball boy shouldn't touch the balls. There should be a referee's ball boy that would bring the new balls into the thing, and they should be locked up. End of story.
I think a ball is a ball. You know, it's like, and I'll relate this to tennis because that's the only way that I can relate it as far as a game that I play at a pretty darn good level at this point in my life, okay? And I can hit any racket, okay? I can hit any tension of strings. Yeah, it may take me a moment or two to adjust to it, but I can hit anything, and I can play pretty well with anything, okay? Do I like things a certain way? Sure. But can I adjust? Absolutely. So my thought is why don't they get 5 or 10, you know, whatever. You get out there 20, 30 minutes before the game, you're practicing, you're throwing the ball around. Why isn't that their time, Jeff, to go out there and work the ball, as you say, and get the ball worked into the way that you like it? You have 30, 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, before the game to go out there and practice with that ball. Why isn't that sufficient?
Because they don't want the ball slipping out of the quarterback's hands. They don't want that greasy new ball feel. And I think that the quarterback should have the right to break in the ball. Just, you know, the matter of the time frame which they get. And it's not the fact that the Patriots got the ball during the middle of the week. They're getting inspected 2 hours and 15 minutes before the game, and they're manipulating it then. So it's just a matter of having team personnel handle the footballs, and, you know, they might change that over to a neutral party. You know, every stupid sign you ever see out there that says don't do something, and you look at it and you're like, why on earth would I do something like that? Why is this sign here? That sign's there because somebody found a way to break a rule that traditionally wouldn't be broken.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, you know, and they also say rules are made to be broken. So, I mean, look, you know, and we also said if you're not trying to cheat, well, then you're not trying to win. So, look, I'm all about gamesmanship. I'm all about, you know, touching those blue lines or getting very close to the blue lines in hockey. But I am not a fan of a guy going overboard and being excessive in what they're trying to do and deliberately doing it, okay? And I think that that's what is being missed in all this when people are making comparisons to, oh, you know, Ray Rice got this or that, and how does Tom Brady get this for that? It's nowhere near the same thing. Well, you know what? I actually beg to differ quite a bit. We're talking about cheating, gaining an unfair advantage over your competitors, okay? And there's nothing in my mind that's going to tell me what Ray Rice did is right either. But it's for a different – it's a different argument, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. It's a totally different discussion. This talks about how a guy tried to gain an unfair advantage over his competition. That is completely wrong, and that's why I think the four games is light. I personally think it's light. I think the guy should have been gone for a year. At least that's where they should have started. And you know what? Then if you bring it down to eight games, then it hits home, man. It sinks in with this guy. What I did was wrong. It was uncalled for, and I was a cheater. And you know what? How many times have I cheated in this game? How many times have I cheated my competition? This isn't – let me say this, Jeff. Let me say this, Fred. This didn't just happen in the conference games. This is probably something that he has been doing for a very, very long time. It goes along with the guys on steroids. They took a cycle back in high school. Then they took two cycles in college. Then they took six cycles in Major League Baseball. This is something that guys practice for a long, long time. So he just got caught, but how long has Tom Brady and how long have other quarterbacks in this league been doing something like this, Fred or Jeff?
No, I'm sure a long time. And I think that's the point. Why, again, I originally thought eight games would have been fair. I think four games is a weak Roger Goodell move. But again, he's trying to accommodate everybody at this point to save his own job in $35
sure.
million to $42 million a year. So he's trying to play the middle road. Eight games or a year would have been fine with me. I mean, obviously he's done it before. That wasn't the first time he ever did it. All of a sudden I decided to do that. Of course, I don't know how many years he's been doing
right.
it.
I mean, so for all of us to be naive and go, oh, well, he just got caught this time, and, you know, they actually weren't deflating the balls. They were talking about how they call themselves the deflators because they're trying to lose weight. I mean, again, the stuff continues. Like, that's what happens is once you have one lie, you spiral out into, like, 50 lies, you know, because now they're talking about, this was a joke that we had between ourselves. He called himself the deflator because he was trying to lose weight. Fred, I'm sorry, but in all the history and all the years of I've known people trying to lose weight, or even myself throughout the years, I've never thought of myself and saying, hey, you know what I'm doing with myself? I'm deflating myself. I'm trying to be a deflator. I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm a deflator. I mean, how stupid do these people think that the public is? That's my question. How stupid do they think we are?
Well, let me ask you a question. How much do you think it costs to park to see the Philadelphia Eagles play football?
$30.
What do you say, Jeff?
Probably 65. I base that off of Coliseum parking across from the Memorial Coliseum, where it's $100 or it's $80, so that you don't have to park in South Central Los Angeles.
Okay, so it's $40 in Philadelphia, and I'm just bringing that up to say, in answer to your question, Andy, how stupid the public is.
Yeah,
$40 for parking, $80 to parking, $65 for parking. that's how stupid the public is. They'll do anything, and it's not going to change. And, you know, they vote Republican. So, I mean, think about that. Wait a minute. There's a Republican candidate this week, Jeb Bush, who said we can take away the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, if you wear a smartwatch. If you wear that brand new smartwatch, that will take the place of the Affordable Care Act. So he's running for president of the United States of America. Think about that now.
Well,
he's going to get some votes in the primary. He said, wear a smartwatch. We don't need doctors to see you. Cancel your doctor's appointments.
Yeah.
Think about that. And in answer to your question, how stupid the public is, that's the answer.
pretty stupid. No, I mean, it is. It's amazing. And the real way that we could get back at people, and we're not going to, we all know this, but you stop watching the games, you stop buying the merchandise. That's how you hit these guys. But again, we're not going to, because we love it so much. We can't get enough of it. The one thing that football does right is they play 16 games, and you're left wanting more. No matter what the circumstances are, whether these guys are criminals, whether these guys are cheaters, we're so stupid. We're going to continue to watch, and I'm one of them. We're all one of them. We're all as guilty as anybody else. So they got us by the you know what, if you will. Anyways, Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix. We'll be right back. We're going to get into something else other than this Deflategate because I'm nauseous thinking about it. We'll be right back. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
When it comes to windows, there are certain no-nos to remember. I'm Danny Lipfer with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about windows right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac Home Standby Generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
Here are some do's and don'ts when it comes to your home's windows. First, it's never a good idea to wash the outside of your windows with a pressure washer. That extreme pressure can damage or destroy the seals on the windows, making them leak and ruining their energy efficiency. Next, never insert nails or screws in the interior or exterior of a window frame. You can easily compromise the window's function and performance. If your windows are double or triple pane and the glass gets broken, don't try to fix this yourself. Call a professional. These newer windows use insulated glass units which contain harmless argon gas which is sealed between the panes. They are designed this way to create greater energy efficiency. Call your local glass company and have them order a replacement unit, then let them install it so that it perfectly matches the original window. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Alvarez. Join me and my buddy Mike Sempervivi for Wrestling Observer Live every weekday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, as we talk all the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer Live, now airing 6 days a week, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind. Shoot me something on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fellas, I want to move on. We got to get away from this, man. It's driving me nuts thinking about footballs and them being deflated and how guys are gaining a competitive advantage over their competition. Unbelievable. It's amazing how how it is in sports. It really is. Speaking of that, Fred, Los Angeles Clippers had a great opportunity in Game 6. Let it slip by. Game 7, Houston Rockets in Houston today. James Harden has yet to play his best basketball. Does it happen today? Do the Clippers shock him on the road? Are you a little disappointed that they didn't? I know this isn't your first love, but you know what? You're in L.A. You love basketball. If it's not the Lakers, you know what? It might as well be the Clippers, obviously. And, you know, I've found it very easy to like these guys, but they really let one slip away in Game 6. Can they rebound? Will they get it done on the road where, like I said, James Harden hasn't played his best basketball yet? Could be today, and if that's the case, it may be bad for the Clippers. However, do you think the Clippers can pull it off on the road when they blew a Game 6?
Well, for my pick, you go to phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com. But let me give you both sides, okay?
Uh-huh.
First side is the Clippers are a jinxed organization. They've never made the conference finals. An injury could occur early on, which would give them the excuse to lose. And emotionally, they got to be down after what happened 3 nights ago.
Yep.
All right. But the other side would say Houston is the worst defensive club in the league. The Clippers have already won at Houston, and Kevin McHale's not much of a coach. So, folks, go to phoenixsports.com, phoenixsports.com, and you can get my pick on that game and a few other games every day.
Sounds like you really cleared it up for me. But
thank you very much.
Jeff, looking at this Game 7, you know, like I said, James Harden is maybe he's a, you know, a guy that's just waiting to erupt, or maybe he's just not – meant to be a great playoff player. I don't know. I mean, look, he's capable. We all know that. I saw him at Arizona State University. Very good offensively. Defensively, the whole Houston Rocket team is challenged. The Clippers can play defense. DeAndre Jordan, when on the floor, is dominant, okay? It's unbelievable. It's like they can't score on him. That's why they go to this hack of DeAndre and then they switch around and they do the hack of Dwight. But ultimately, if they can find a way to keep DeAndre Jordan on the floor without putting him in that situation where they're playing the hack-a-shack type thing, I think the Clippers are hands down the better team. Jeff, your thoughts?
As far as I'm concerned, if you can outlast the San Antonio Spurs, I don't care how old they are, if you can outlast the San Antonio Spurs in a seven-game series, you can beat anybody in the association. And I look, the problem I have here is the Clippers blowing such a big lead in Game 6 on their home floor with an opportunity to close out. I've heard people here locally comparing that Game 6 loss with the Boston Red Sox Game 6 loss at Shea in 1986, where it just collapses and you don't have a shot in Game 7. I just think the Clippers are too good to lose to a team like Houston. Houston kind of reminds me of the way that Kevin McHale's attitude is when you get inside the bench. A lot like Mike D'Antoni and the 7 seconds or less Suns. It's fun. It's great to watch in the regular season. But I don't know that that type of team can win in the playoffs. And I'd be very surprised to see them advance to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I like the Clippers today. I got a good feeling for them. And I think what helps them is something that you said. They beat the San Antonio Spurs, who were the defending champions, in a Game 7. I know that was on their home floor, but you know what? The Spurs beat them twice on that floor during that series. So the home court wasn't necessarily as important as just being able to go out there and just battle and throw it all out on the line in a Game 7. And I think that experience could bode well for them today against the Houston Rockets. Look, Blake Griffin has shown us things that he hasn't in the past. Chris Paul, same thing, shown me things that he hasn't done in the past. I think these guys have turned a corner. Today will be another corner for them to turn, Fred. And if they turn this corner, look, it's hard to say. I mean, I know Golden State's a great basketball team, and look, Steph Curry is amazing, needs about a second to get his shot off, if that. They're a great basketball team, but that's the Western Conference Finals that I want to see. I want to see the Clippers, and I want to see Golden State. I don't want to see the Houston Rockets playing Golden State, Fred.
Clippers are a 2.5-point favorite, which is interesting, although they were a 2-point favorite in Game 5, so I guess not that interesting. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, go to phoenixsports.com for my hard thought. But let me just tell you something else that's happening this week in the NBA that should be very, very, very interesting. Tuesday, the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
And we'll see. Let's say the Lakers, right now, they finish with the fourth worst record. They have to, after the ping pong balls, they have to be in the bottom five or they lose that pick to the Philadelphia 76ers, who made a trade with Phoenix. So the point being, let's see if the NBA, let me put it to you this way. Ewing, when the Knicks needed a center, Patrick Ewing was the number one guy. They won the ping pong balls 30 years ago. So I don't trust the NBA. I don't trust anybody. I got a hunch the Lakers probably will survive in the among the bottom five.
Well, I mean, and they should. Statistically, they should be there. So I don't think that if it happens, that to me, that's not a conspiracy. The fix isn't on. It's where they're supposed to be. If they wind up getting, you know, the 10th pick, then you're like, well, what's going on here?
What happens if they get what happens if they get the one pick?
Hey.
There's no Patrick Ewing in this draft. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns is a good player. D'Angelo Russell is a good player. Okafor is a good player. But there's no far and away number one in this draft. I think that, you know, it's best player available, but it's best player available with fit in mind when we look at the 2015 NBA draft.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it all shakes out Tuesday, and then if it happens Sunday, we'll definitely be breaking it down and see what your thoughts are on that day at that moment. But look, we've got that game 7, obviously, and you know we'll get into it next week when we're talking conference finals. But LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers have gotten there, Fred. I'm not surprised. But I am surprised at kind of how they did it in Game 6, where certain guys really stepped up. And I think the Cleveland Cavaliers got a ton of confidence in that Game 6 victory over the Bulls. I think it bodes very well for them in the conference finals. And you know what? Atlanta's where they should be. You know what? Nobody thought that they would necessarily get there. People thought Washington could beat them. But at the end of the day, they're where they should be, and therefore they got a shot. And the more the longer the series goes, the more Atlanta should feel confident in themselves. But how much can you say about the Cleveland Cavaliers supporting cast? You know, the Dellavedovas of the world that stepped up in Game 6 for them and showed up and gained a lot of confidence and much needed at that.
You know, I saw Dellavedova play a lot out here on the WCC. So, I mean, he's a very good shooter, and he's a scrappy-type player, and he played very well, no question about it. And even with the injuries, the Cavs clobbered him by 21, the Bulls in the final game. Tom Thibodeau, of course, on his way out, even though he might be among the top one or two, or not the one, because the one is Popovich. But he's among the top five coaches, certainly in the National Basketball Association.
For as much as the Cavaliers gain offensively with Kyrie Irving and J.R. Smith on the floor, they without them on the floor, with Iman Shumpert and Dellavedova on the floor, you saw Derrick Rose had his shot chart was a little further back when Dellavedova was on the floor. He's a really underrated defender, and I thought that he defended Derrick Rose particularly well on the perimeter.
No, good points. And you know what also? A lot of those mid-season trades wind up not panning out for teams, you know, and especially the guys that they brought in. You know, J.R. Smith, he's usually a cancer, a problem places, but you're going to play with LeBron. It's time to wise up and shape up. So he did. What they did with those trades was they got Peace and Shumpert as well and Mozgov. You know, they did things that were really just smart moves, and they wound up panning out for them. J.R. Smith is a space guy. You know, he opens up the floor. Shumpert opens up the floor. Dellavedova opens up the floor. So they made some moves that in a lot of situations, you'd say, I wonder if this is going to pan out and how it's going to work out for him. All these moves that they made, Fred, Jeff, they really panned out and they worked. So you got to give credit where credit's due. The one thing that they maybe shouldn't have had in the first place is when David Blatt was – when he was making the call for the timeout, the officials didn't see it. The Bulls could have had an opportunity there. But, again, I mean, look, it is what it is. You can't see everything. However, I saw it. I'm pretty sure an official saw it, but they just didn't acknowledge it. It is what it is. And there's another play that happened similar to this with Steph Curry the other night when he hits that 62-foot three-pointer. Well, actually, I believe that Green gets fouled the other way, and then they miss that call. Steph Curry finds a gift in his hand, throws it up the other way. And those 3 points were so big in the long term of that game because it carried on to the next quarter for a couple 5 minutes or so where the Grizzlies just look flat and they look demoralized. So when certain plays happen, they have more of an impact depending on when they happen in a game. Yes or no, Jeff and Fred?
Oh, of course. Well, you know, in Game 5 of that Cavs-Bulls series, Mirotić hits a half quarter as the third quarter buzzer goes out. The Bulls go on a 17-4 run, and those points make a big difference. They made it a nail biter for Cleveland rather than a game you could turn off with 2 minutes left. So, points happen at odd times, but I definitely agree they come at a premium at certain times versus others.
Yeah, and you know what? If statistics hold, the Golden State Warriors are the best team in a lot of categories. They should win the National Basketball Association championship. And, I mean, look, it's just the way it should be. I'm not saying it's going to happen that way, Fred, but statistically speaking, they're the best basketball team out there.
Yeah. I'm not putting down Steve Kerr. I don't know if he's the best coach out there. Mark Jackson won 51 games with the same club last year, so it had a lot of talent. We'll see what happens. I mean, anything is possible. I do agree with one thing you said. I don't think we'll talk about that when we come back from the break.
Look, I love Steph Curry. I think the guy's a great basketball player. I think the Golden State Warriors are fantastic. They shoot a lot of jumpers, though, and that's the one thing that scares me. It's going to continue to scare me until they prove me wrong all the way through the whole playoffs. But we'll be back on the other side to wrap this thing up. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money.
Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program. Fred Wallen with us in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich, Dorfman in Phoenix, Arizona. Good show today, fellas, by the way. Very good show. Good commentary, good stuff, good banter back and forth. Fred, you had a thought before we were on our way out of the break there, and I'm going to let you throw it back at us.
Well, I was just going to say that outside shooting clubs sometimes have a problem when it really matters. That's all. So, I mean, I think the Warriors are the best team, but you probably will have LeBron on the other side. And I, even though I would have lost last year, I do not wager against LeBron. I mean, I think that's something I've learned over the years. But more importantly, tonight is the last and final episode of Mad Men. Either of you watch that show? Jeff,
I don't. I don't.
Jeff, do you watch it?
I got about two episodes in on Netflix, and it just didn't hold my interest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I don't watch it.
It's 7 years in. It's sort of like, to me, like almost like The Sopranos or Sex and the City, where I couldn't wait for that last and final episode. If you don't watch it, I'm not going to ask you my question.
I'm more of a Blacklist guy, and I like The Following. I like Chicago PD. I like Chicago Fire, and I watch SVU. So those are the shows that I'm in touch with. I don't know if you guys watch any of those, but those are the shows that I watch.
I'm only a Better Call Saul guy. I don't really have any appointment viewing on TV.
Well, and then I watched The Smiths. I love Kenny the Jet Smith, so I watched The Smiths. I think that's a pretty funny show. It's obviously a reality show about him and his family. Have you checked that one out, Fred, or no?
What network carries it? I don't even know what network carries it.
It's on TNT, of course, where the Jet is all the time.
I've never seen it. I will watch that. I like him also.
Yeah, it's funny. He, you know the Jet. He's a character, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's funny. He's got that New York side to him, and he lets it out quite a bit, and I think the show is fantastic. His wife is pretty cool. The family's funny. It's a good product. Hey, guys, as always, really appreciate it. Love talking sports with you. Can't wait to do it next week, if we're on next week, which would be Memorial Day. So if not, happy Memorial Day to everybody in advance. For Fred, for Jeff, for Scott, for John Poulter, I'm saying peace. I'm saying watch a lot of sports and watch that Game 7 between the Rockets and the Clips. Take care, everybody. Maybe it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline. USA Radio Network.
Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.